The first time I encountered Shakespeare that I can remember was when I was a sophomore in high school, and it was an absolutely terrible experience. And so I went through a rough patch in high school in terms of my relationship with Shakespeare. And the next time I experienced it was in college, and I had a fantastic teacher up at St. Norbert College, and I fell in love with it. Thank God. In 1992, I was working with a company called Midwest Children's Theater, and someone called and asked if we had anyone who played William Shakespeare, and the person who answered the phone said yes, because when you're a struggling theater company, the answer is always yes. And we got together, and she asked, "Who here has an outfit that looks like Shakespeare's?" And since I had the suit, I got the gig. I got this job playing Shakespeare because I happened to have the costume. And that's how it started. And since then, I've done it for more than 80,000 people everywhere from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. to Florence, Italy. My goals are specifically to go in to help reduce any fear or intimidation that people feel and to get them excited about the work. Well met, my good and gentle cousins. My name is William Shakespeare, and I have murdered the king. I will frequently do Hamlet's soliloquy that begins, "To be or not to be, that is the question," a speech in which Hamlet is contemplating suicide. And I like that speech for several reasons. First of all, it's some of the most brilliant writing in the history of the English language. And I like it because in a lot of my audiences, I will find out afterwards, either from their friends or from them, that there are people in the audience who have thought about suicide. And that's very, very difficult, but it's a very, very real moment. And I think it's important for some of those people who have thought about suicide or considered suicide to understand that that's kind of a universal feeling, that Shakespeare wrote about that, and that this isn't unique to their situation. People talk about Shakespeare's universality, how Shakespeare is universal, and it's universal in a lot of ways, but one of the ways that I think is most important is that the emotions, the situations, the decisions involved for characters in Shakespeare's plays are all very, very contemporary to things that we see happening in our world or that we experience ourselves.